good evening to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio, February the 4th, 2025, or something like that. So welcome to the show, all the usual things in all the usual places, 3 hours of entertainment from me to you, and let's start it off with Hal Kemp's orchestra with vocals from Mr. Skinny Ennis.
Coliseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, your Garbo salary, your cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. And you're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're a rose. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm a worthless bum, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Skinny Ennis with Hal Kemp's orchestra, and you're the top. He was very popular in both jazz and pop music, was old Skinny, and indeed his in one of the obituaries about him in 1963 said that he had played in every major dance palace in the nation, in the United States. So nice to hear that. And got lots of good music for you, including something from a lot later, 1959, indeed, 25 years after Hal Kemp. Here's Neil Sedaka.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Turned into What Am I Gonna Do from Nelson Darker in 1959. And let's add, 9 years to that and come up to 1968, very nearly at the limit of what we can do here on Angel Radio. And here is the great dame herself, Shirley Bassey.
Chains are torn by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied can flourish as we unveil the lot we now must hide. A time for us at last. Surely through every storm, a time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you.
She had it then, and she's still got it. Bless her. From 1968, Dame Shirley Bassey, and A Time for Us. So I hope you had a good week. I hope your week has been safe and pleasant since I was with you last. I'm just trying to think back on my week. Not too bad, all in all. Nothing much happened. I went and got my hair cut yesterday, which is about an hour and a half's drive round trip. But it's worth it because my hairdresser is very good. Total crazy lady named Brenna. But she really is a super duper hairstylist. So travel around to see her about every 2 months, something like that. I'm at an age very much where I still like to grow my hair long so as I can convince myself that if I have it cut, it will grow back again. I don't know. Well, it could be more things in life to upset and worry you, but I'm not totally sure. Time for our first sequence right now, and in Jazz by Jove this week we've got two songs, I think you're going to know them both, featuring Toots Thielemann.
Thank you.
beautiful. The second one, probably more in the style of Toots Thielemann that we've come to expect. He was playing there with Art Taylor, Kenny Drew, Pepper Adams and Wilbur Ware with Don't Blame Me. And before that, the ever popular Secret Love. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, and it is Beagley at Night, and we have this whole new hour now, which is great. Really pleased to have that enable us to open up with a few more regular spots, and we'll be having our next regular spot just a couple of minutes' time with, you have to guess, whether it's Frank, Dean or Perry. But first, from Russ Morgan and his music with the Mellon Sisters as well, and that was from 1937. A lot of the music that you hear in the program is selected by DAP Dave. He's been doing this for quite some time now, and we are always very thankful to him for doing that, and he selects a lot of the music in each week's program for you. So if the music is good, well, then we should probably really blame DAP Dave. But Dave, thank you so much. Really is a great help with his musical talents and my musical talents blended together. We end up with, I think, quite a pleasant 3 hours. That's just me. Time now for Frank, Perry or Dean. And all of this is basically because we want to play a song for you each week from either Frank, Perry or Dean. All we have to do is guess who it is. Don't need to phone or anything like that. Just do it for fun. I think this week you're going to have no problem whatsoever.
London by night is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. A I'm often told that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on Circus and a square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, for it seems somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch while each Londoner dreams. Sun leave the sky, then we kissed in the fast fading light. Most people say they love London by day, but lovers love London by night.
It comes from an album called Sinatra Sings Great Songs from Great Britain, and we featured songs from the album not so long ago, and I just thought it was so nice, so that's why we had that. And if you guessed Frank Sinatra, well done to you. And the good news is we'll have another song from Frank in the second part of the program, which starts at midnight or somewhere around about there. Right now, how about this?
To the moon and let me play among the stars. Oh, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, my darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. 'Cause you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, in other words, I love you. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. The door. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, in other words, I love you. Only you. I love you.
Patty Page and Fly Me to the Moon. Other words from 1963. Okay, let me find out what the current time is here on Angel Radio, at least in years.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1955.
Sky so blue, who paints the snowflakes white, who wakes the sun up every day and lights the stars at night, who perfumes all the roses early in the spring and tells its little robin just what melodies to sing. I wonder how each mother knows what babies try to say, how little children learn to walk and someday walk away. I wonder why the rainbow follows rain and thunder.
And early 60s, I seem to recall, Dickie Valentine, Dickie Henderson, who I always used to love, and I think there was a Dickie Do or something like that, vaguely recall as well, although of course that just may be me drinking too much, but lots of Dickers around in the late 50s and early 60s, and of course I used to wear Dickers as well. Just thought I'd throw that one in. Time now for First Time Around, and this is where we take a look at a song that sort of really overtook the original, and this week the song is called Dreamboat, and it is a bit of a shock to the system when we hear a different version of the song that is just so strongly associated with one singer, and that of course would be the much loved Elma Cogan. But in our version of Dreamboat, we're going to hear the Five DeMarco sisters with the original version of Dreamboat from March 1955. And this was 3 months ahead of the great version from Alma Cogan. So, from the Five DeMarco sisters...
Kisses you give me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the seven seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe. Sincerely, I love you so dearly, I'd follow you, darling, to any shore.
Alma Cogan version.
You dream boat, you lovable dream boat. The kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the seven seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle sincerely. I love you so dearly, I'd follow you, darling, to any shore. You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, say that you'll be mine forevermore. Your lovable dreamboat, the kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the seven seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe. Sincerely, I love you so dearly, I'd follow you, darling, to any shore. You dreamboat, you lovable dreamboat, say that you'll be mine forevermore.
Well, that was probably the most famous version, Alma Cogan, with Frank Cordell and his orchestra, and their version of Dreamboat, which came out a couple of months after the Five DeMarco sisters, who had it originally. In between them, by the way, were the Paulette sisters, and following a little bit later on in the same year, Vera Lynn, who recorded it not once but twice. She recorded on its own, and also as a medley with I Wonder and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom Time. Just thought I'd throw that in. Another one, first time around about the same time next week. But right now, I think it's time to take a look at some of the stuff that happened this week. back then. So let's take a look at this week back then, and on this very day in 1885, King Leopold II of Belgium establishes the Congo as a personal possession. And also on this very day in 1919, Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks and D.W. Griffith launched United Artists. And on February the 3rd, 1959, it was the day that music died.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer Flying Service crashed near Mason City, ironically the setting for the prominent musical The Music Man. The pilot, Roger Peterson of Clear Lake, Iowa, was also killed. The three singers had appeared at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa last night and were on their way to Fargo, North Dakota. Their small chartered plane crashed in a lonely farmyard about 15 miles northwest of Mason City. Cause of the crash was due to inclement weather conditions. Details upcoming from Action Central News.
And back in 1601, Robert Devereux, the second Earl of Wessex, unsuccessfully rebelled against Queen Elizabeth. And that would have been Queen Elizabeth I, although in 1960, this week back then, Queen Elizabeth II issued an order in council proclaiming the House of Windsor and declaring that her descendants will take the name Mountbatten-Windsor. A few years later, in 1964, four chaps landed at the newly renamed John F. Kennedy International Airport.
There are rumors around that this is Britain's revenge for the Boston Tea Party. 3,000 screaming teenagers are at New York's Kennedy Airport to greet, you guessed it, the Beatles. This rock and roll group has taken over as the kingpins of musical appreciation among the younger element. Some music critics call their harmony unmistakably diatonic. Others say it's pandiatomic. Parents say it's just plain pandemonium.
And presumably needed a gin and tonic.
Their first meeting with the American press brings forth an interview laced with quips and humor. You'd laugh too. With a gross of $17 million last year.
This week back then in 1685, James II of England and James VII of Scotland was proclaimed king upon the death of his brother, Charles II. And in 1922, Ulysses was published. It's all in a day's work for James Joyce. And in 1901, this week back then, the funeral of Queen Victoria. Oh, and also this week back then in 1913, we can say happy birthday to Grand Central Terminal, which opened in New York City. And this week back then on February the 2nd, 1990, F.W. de Klerk announced the unbanning of the African National Congress.
I ask of Parliament to assist me on the road ahead. There is much to be done. I call on the international community to re-evaluate its position and to adopt a positive attitude towards the dynamic evolution which is taking place in South Africa. I pray that the Almighty Lord will guide and sustain us on our course through uncharted waters and will bless your labors and deliberation.
If you happen to be watching television on February the 4th, 1962, it was a Saturday evening on BBC Two, there was Rugby Special at 7.15, the news at 5 to 8, followed at 5 past 8 by the Foresight Saga with Kenneth Moore, Eric Porter and Nairi Dawn Porter. At 5 to 9, acting in the sixes, and at 20 to 10, it was International Cabaret with Kenneth Williams. Pakavali was on at 10.25, and at a quarter to 11, there was Girl in a Black Bikini, a thriller in six parts. News summary was at 10 past 11, late night lineup at a quarter past 11, and then it was the midnight movie at 11.30, Town Without Pity, starring Kirk Douglas, E.G. Marshall and Christine Kaufman. Going back even further to this day on BBC television in 1948, there was a demonstration film at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jack Holbert and Bobby Howes in Here Come the Boys, featuring the Eric Robinson's orchestra with music by Manning Sherwin. A little bit later on at 8:30, Believe it or not, there was badminton, a visit to the Seymour Hall, London, West 1, to see matches between international and county players. There was picture page at 9 o'clock, and at a quarter to 10 there was a BBC television newsreel, followed by the news in sound only at 10 o'clock, after which BBC television went off the air. Talking of things going off the air, New York City literally went off the air. It blacked out on February the 7th, 1971.
This is Charles Jordan on February 7th, 1971. The time is quarter after 9 p.m. and all of New York City, as I talk to you at this moment, is having a major blackout. Every television station except for Channel 3 in Hartford cannot be picked up because every station is off the air as I talk to you. There are reports of people being trapped in elevators. And now here is some news on the all-city blackout, which has fallen on New York City. Here's WCBS New York working on emergency power equipment.
A waterside generating station would be back on the line and full power restored in the affected area, which again, he stresses, is the Midtown Manhattan area only, and in scattered cases of brownouts and blackouts. They expect to have, hopefully, all of that back on the line and everything back to normal by midnight, which is just less than 3 hours away.
Wasn't the first time, and it certainly wouldn't have been the last time either. Now, if you happen to be going to a record shop on this day in 1961, and you purchased the number one record, this is what you would have had in your hands.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came Act Two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies and they go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Elvis Presley, number one this week back then, and we'll be taking a look at next week's This Week Back Then, next week at around about the same time.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality. Your constant companion.
I'm now to pop into the piano parlor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
heard three from the parlour this evening. That was the swinging piano of Pete Jolly with One Morning in May, and before that Pete was playing If I Ruled the World, and we also had Scott Joplin with Weeping Willow, and we'll have some more songs from the piano parlour around about the same time next week.
Wait till you see him, see how he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you of his glance, pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free him when you see him. You
Gerald, of course, and Wait Till You See Her. And that's the end of the first hour of Beagley at Night, but I'll be back in just a couple of minutes' time with the remaining 2 hours of the programme, with lots more great music and, of course, some features, including poetry, in just around about half an hour's time. So do come back, please. I'll be here. Hopefully you'll be there.